Actually, while you're on, Bruce, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Because obviously we've been reading the papers. Anton Dubec, your colleague's been hitting the headlines for the wrong reasons. He's apologised. She's accepted the apology. Should that be the end of it?
Of course it should. I mean, for goodness sake.
Exactly, Bruce. I mean,
look, the Matthew Wright show, they called each other there. He said, and she said, I've got some Taliban. She said, no, she said, I've got some Afghanistan people working for me in the house at the moment. I call them the Taliban. We used to have a sense of humour about this. You go back 25, 30, 40 years, there's always been a sense of a little bit of humour about the whole thing. I mean, at one time, you know, the Americans used to call us limeys. It doesn't sound very nice, but we used to laugh about it. Everybody has a nickname. And Anton is such a sweet guy. It's just a terrible shame, I think.
Well, I was going to say, you know Anton Dubec, and a lot of people reading these stories won't know him at all. What can you tell us about him?
He's a lovely, sensitive guy, and he's okay. He can be a bit mouthy. I mean, he'll say quick things off the cuff the same way I do. If somebody says something to me, I'm straight back. You know, quick reflex with the tongue. That's what we've got. And when you're like that, you can slip up now and again. You can say something maybe you don't mean. But I mean, I'm sure there was nothing vindictive about what he said, and it should be accepted and close the page on it. It's a damn shame, and I feel for him and the girl there, both of them.
Exactly.
She's a lovely girl, Layla. She is lovely.
I feel for both of them too, because like you say, I'll back you up totally about Anton Dubec. He's the nicest man.
I'm saying, don't get rid of Adrian.
He's one of the nicest men I've ever.
Bloody hell!
I'll tell you what, Bruce. Just
we
one
don't
quick
need
one.
Him, Darren.
One quick one on Strictly, because I keep. I put it up that show on this show because I said, I don't want to watch football on Saturday night at 7 o'clock. I want to watch Strictly Come Dancing and programmes like that. But who's your early favourite this year for this series?
Well, of course, that Ricky Whittle.
Oh, he's too good, him.
You know, I mean, if he ever makes a success of this, he's got to change his name. Can't have a bloody Ricky Whittle headlining all over the world. And of course, Ali Bastian, excuse the language.
Yeah.
She's wonderful.
Fantastic,
as well.
Yeah.
So and there's a few people there like you, Darren. Look at me. I mean, on the first 2 weeks, I thought you were going to be thrown out.
I did.
I really did. I thought, God, but I remember saying to you, clear as day, Darren, do you ever go dancing? He said, no. I said, well, don't you go to a disco? He said, yeah, I go to a disco, but I go to a disco to drink. And I never forget it. And it was true.
I do. I still do. I'm still scared to death to get up and dance, mate. And Alicia's settling in nicely as well. That's going well.
Oh, yeah. But you mean the way you got hold of it after that, I mean, it was a revelation, and people will never forget how you took hold of that in the end. Mind you, had a lovely partner in Lilia. She's a great teacher, and she got you to the final there, and you were a very worthy champion.